The fallout continues after last week's primary election in Maricopa County, where dozens of polling places were not open at the start of voting. The County Board of Supervisors held a special meeting to talk about it and approve the election results. And here to give us a recap is KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so this meeting was bound to be tense, so was it?
At moments, definitely tense. Let me play a piece of tape first that kind of gives you an example of the frustration of some people.
I'm very mad that the training wasn't done properly. I'm very mad that people were disenfranchised on that morning of the vote. I'm upset that oaths were not given, that IT was not present as they should have been.
So that was Bob Branch, and he's a political candidate, a Republican who ran for superintendent of public instruction. His primary race was really close, and even though it's not official, it looks like he'll lose by a small amount. Branch urged the Board of Supervisors not to approve the election results, and they did, but they also approved spending $200,000 on an audit of election operations.
So last week, the county recorder said the main reason for the problems was that a contractor didn't supply enough technicians. Is that still his explanation?
Yeah. Recorder Adrian Fontes said the equipment arrived on time, but there weren't enough people deployed to set it up. He said he became aware of the problem on Monday, so they started a plan to train recorder's office staff to do some of the setup, but it still ended up not being enough because, according to Fontes, the contractor didn't provide enough technicians also on Tuesday morning.
But the contractor disputes this, right? Tempe-based Insight?
Yeah, Insight says it was the recorder's office that wasn't prepared. So Board of Supervisors Chairman Steve Chukri tried to get some more detail on that relationship, but Fontes didn't give him much.
Who on your team or who was responsible for negotiating and adhering to the contract with Insight?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we're going to go ahead and let the procurement process work its way through because this may end up in some kind of litigation at some point in the future.
Fontes said that once all the data and communication come out, that his office will be vindicated.
Okay, so I remember having some whiplash last Tuesday. After the reports had come in of unopened polling places and other problems, there was a call to keep polls open later, but that never ended up happening.
Right. The Board of Supervisors decided not to do that, but Chukri said, hey, this is not on the board. He said to Fontes, you knew about the problems on Monday and didn't tell us.
You and your team have collaborated with this board when you were looking for polling places, yet you did not see it important enough to reach out to us when this crisis occurred on Monday afternoon. Then all of a sudden on Tuesday afternoon, we're supposed to act because of a tweet that was sent out from the Secretary of State and your phone calls to me to do something that's never been done before, that's really unprecedented in recent history, because of a gaffe, what I will call a gaffe, by your team and yourself.
So what about the general election? This is coming up.
Yeah, voter registration deadline is October 9th, everyone. There was talk from everyone at the meeting to keep the general in mind amid all the recapping of the past. One thing I thought was really interesting was that Supervisors Denny Barney and Clint Hickman were concerned about the poll workers getting the brunt of the blame for what seems like inadequate training. Here's Hickman.
How are we guarding against poor morale of poll workers that have worked several elections and say they're not told me I'm not going to do this anymore? You know, unless you guys get your act straight, I'm not going to do it anymore. That's abhorrent to me.
They want to make sure poll workers come back. It's a very large workforce that the county really needs to put on elections. And there have now been several instances of large-scale problems on Election Day dating back to Fontes's predecessor.
Right. So anything else for us?
The recorder's office is releasing a report today which says it will include a timeline of what happened. There's also that audit from the county to watch for. It'll be done by both county staff and some outside contractors.
All right. Thanks, Brett.
You're welcome.